and I'm joined by Rachel Lindeen. She is the event coordinator for the Greater Burlington Partnership, also in charge of the Farmers Market. And she has been lucky over the last few years. Even when rain is in the forecast, seemingly it seems to part as the Farmers Market comes in. I think you did have that same effect last week, didn't you, Rachel?
Yeah, we've actually had it the past couple of weeks where it rains in the forecast and it turned out to be a beautiful night.
And
we are expecting another great night tonight.
All right, you said that you've got some big news or some new news, more vendors coming in, right?
That's right. Tonight we are welcoming Hinterland Dairy down from Donaldson area. They will be joining us selling cheese. I am thrilled to have a new vendor. We are also welcoming back some of our old vendors, like Stargazer Bakery will be back. So we're just going to, it's slowly and surely starting to fill in a little bit more as things progress.
And
the other big news for us tonight is that there will be strawberries.
Aha! Strawberries. Okay, strawberries are back. And, strawberries are in season right now. I'm not sure, are there any other berries that are in season right now?
Not yet. So this will be pretty much the first picking, if you will, of the strawberries. But they're locally grown. We're excited to have a little bit more fresh local produce come to the market.
All right. Well, I know that Farmington always has the strawberry festival, usually around the first weekend in June. So I guess it should be strawberry time, but so about how many total vendors will you expect to have?
Tonight we're going to be right about 18 to 20 tonight.
Okay, so about double what you had at the very beginning, right?
Exactly. We're still operating underneath the governor's proclamation of food and essential products only. As a reminder, that is through June 17th, and so we don't know what happens on June 18th, but for now, we know that we're food and essential products only.
All right. But the hope is, if I can speak for you or speak for me, is that the hope is that on the 18th, things will be considerably closer to normal in terms of operation of the farmers market as to what it was as opposed to what it is right now. Is that right?
Yeah, we really don't know. I mean, of course, everybody wants it to be normal, and we want our food trucks and we want our other vendors to join us, too. But right now, we're just kind of taking it week by week, but we do remain hopeful.
All right. Hope. Well, hope is a powerful thing. Again, it's going on tonight. Now, it's 4:30 to 6, and again, the rules are only one person per family. No pets are allowed, right?
Correct. And we encourage people to wear masks and remember the social distancing.
All right. So slowly, carefully, and ever judiciously moving towards,
<That's right. laughs>
through moving towards getting back to hopefully near normal. Maybe near normal is about as close to normal as we're going to get. Is that about right?
Yeah, so we're just excited to be able to even have a farmers market so far this season.
All right. Anyway, and you mentioned that you're slowly reopening the Greater Burlington Partnership offices. Is that right?
Yeah, and part of that is getting back to normal and hosting some fun events. So this Saturday kicks off the 5&V Outdoor Movies.
Wow, okay. And that again is that's on the wall, or excuse me, on the wall of the Drake Hardware building, right?
That's correct. So it's a free outdoor movie. And this week is Frozen 2, and it will begin at dusk. And you'll have to bring your own lawn chairs or own like blankets to sit on. None of that will be provided. You can sit with your family members, but you have to remain social distance from other groups. There'll be no snacks, so there will be no concessions tonight on Saturday night either. But we're excited to have an outdoor movie at the 5&V. It's free. You can check out Downtown Burlington's Facebook page for more information on it.
All right. The 5&V is back. The Farmers Market is going on today, 4:30 to 6. And, again, the slow but sure reopening of normal things, or at least of our city, is happening. Rachel Lindeen, thank you so much for joining me. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.